Milan, first of all, congratulations, and how does it feel to be a championship club again?
Well, it feels incredible, great, those smiles on those faces, which I always say this is going to be my reward. And I didn't recognize how big a reward is going to be, you know, what's happened today. And just delighted. It's my first full year here. I'm very proud of Dave Jones, his staff, players, great bunch, good lads. Above everything, admiration for my supporters, for those people there is incredible high. So I'm happy chairman, and people giving me a lot of credits. But as I always say, I'm as good as people surrounding me, and I surrounded myself with very good people. So very difficult year for me, as all of you, my friends in media, know. You know what I did go through, unnecessary, unneeded. In May, you know, that courts was there, you know, and I didn't know what the hell I was doing wrong, but I thought it's just going to go away. But it was a difficult year for me. But I think, as they say, what goes around comes around. You eventually get your rewards. And I think today, you ask me, now answer you completing your question, I think today I'm getting my rewards.
I remember hearing you outside the court saying, I need to find whether my enthusiasm tank is full again. As you sit here today, having won promotion at Sheffield Wednesday, is it pretty full?
Well, you know, if I started the season today, I'm ready to go, of course, you know. Yeah, of course, you can't say, you know, I'm going to walk away from what I've seen there tonight, what I experienced, you know. I've seen that in Portsmouth, you know, for all those years, but here it's a multiple level, okay? So it's a great club. It's a massive club. People talk about giant, sleeping giant. It's not sleeping giant. It is giant. Okay, so that's really what we have to understand. It's a big club in this football country here of England, great country, and I'm delighted that I'm part of that that community and that football.
I read in the programme today, Milan, there's an interview with you in there, and it says that, you know, you did come close maybe to considering leaving this football club. I mean, how close was that? I mean, was that ever realistic, and what kept you here?
It was a difficult year for me, okay? It was difficult. I never experienced anything in my life, you know, what I experienced here. First, that court, you know, was waking up on the evening and say, why? What did I do wrong? It's not easy. My family was very hurt on that. You know, my wife is still suffering because of that. It wasn't easy. But, you know, my love for the game of football and still have tremendous respect for the country. It's a really proper country, and I lived everywhere in the world, and it prevailed. Prevailed, you know, all those difficulties. Then again, the decision that I made, you know, I must say, you know, I was very much humiliated in a few times more than I, and probably it hurt me more than other people, because I never experienced that. I was chairman in England and president in other countries, in America, everywhere, you know, and I never experienced anything like that. Maybe next time if I do that, my shrug it off easier. But this time I was really very sensitive to that. So I just says, well, maybe it's not for me. Let me do the best, you know, for to finish the season and do something for these people, clear the deck financially, put them in the strong position, no debt with the club, organize as much as possible on the field, off the field, and maybe it's my time to move on, you know, because it's, you know, I was very close to that, yes, a couple times.
And now that you have achieved promotion, and now that we are at the end of the season, are you still the man to lead this club forward into the championship now? Does that ambition still burn for you? Will you consider your future this summer?
Well, I think ambitious of this club is got to move forward. This club belongs to be on the top 10 clubs in this country. It's a lot of hard work to be done there, and we're just scratching the surface as far as I'm concerned. Whether I'm going to be the guy that will take it all the way up there, or whether I will just live a little bit under influence of what I was feeling before, has remained to seen. I'm not going to say here to you people, say I'm here now because of what's happened tonight, because please understand what happened tonight. It wasn't just tonight. There was a build-up. But no matter what's happened, direction for this club is very firm. Direction of this club is to move forward, to make the progress, and how far progress this club will make it, you know, it's remained to be seen.